here with head coach Luke Podmore and ace defender Fran Davis on a 100th start and a clean sheet. We're through into the final. Does it get much better than this?
No, what really more can you ask for? Perfect.
Well, we could have asked for West Didby losing as well.
Oh, well, we did and we got it.
Yeah. So it is one of those days that a certain beer company like to create. But we've all watched it and it was a brilliant day. Excellent performance from everybody. What did you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was some class play between the girls. We worked it really well. Second half, as you can see from the result, was probably a stronger one than the first. But yeah, I thought we worked well as a team. We did well to keep a clean sheet. And so yeah, it was good all round.
So we saw a small change in the second half, but did you say anything to change the tactics in the for the second half there, Luke, or did you just let them play out?
Yeah, well, no, I think we need, it's good to our time, so we have a regroup and the players can share our thoughts on the game. Obviously, they see the game differently from on the pitch and we see it differently off the pitch, so it's just nice naturally to come together and just share your ideas and thoughts. And then, obviously, second half, we have like a new focus and we come out and we tend to have a good response. And obviously, as you see, we scored 5 more goals, so it was obviously something worked, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Jess was on fire today. I don't think I've seen anybody score 5 goals from such a short distance. You probably only put about 15 yards between her and the goals for the whole five. Yeah. All 5 of the shots, but nice for Kirsty to get a goal as well. We're on her 100th start as a captain.
Yeah, like I say, we've got players now who've been here for a long time, and also players who've not been here for that long, but they're breaking records and they're making names for themselves, and that's what we're about. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the whole team as well. Like some of the goals that Jess scored, I know there was like 4 or 5 yards out, but we'd worked it up from our own half, and it's just a testament to the team really that we all celebrate it together.
Oh yeah, certainly Jesse's yardage to put it in belied the amount of effort and the terrific crossing. I mean, some of them from Jess McCarrick and one from Kirsty as well that I remember during the game, that they put all the effort in beforehand to just lay it open for Jess on the plate to just make it nice and easy. But we're now through to the final. That's exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, another bit of bank holiday Monday in Bootle. Yeah, it'll be a really tough game. Stockport at the top end of the division above, so yeah, we're going to just prepare as much as we can, hopefully try and get the league sewn up, and who knows what will happen on that day. It'll be a great day if we can do it.
Yep, so that's a few weeks off, but Wednesday we've got Curzon Ashton. Do you think we can tie the league up on Wednesday then?
Well,
go on, Jeff.
I think so. Like, obviously it's a good game for us in defence. We do enjoy it because they've got some good attackers with Keely, so it's a good one for our defence. But I think player for player we are a lot stronger, so I definitely think it's one that we can tie up, get the league done, won at their pitch. It'd be a great game.
Well, it's a 3G pitch, isn't it?
Yeah,
so that suits us as well. So we can play nice free-flowing football and we can hopefully make it the second part of the treble that we're looking for. Hopefully 1 down, 2 to go. It's doable.
That's it, yeah. It's doable. We've got to turn up and obviously do what we do. You know, prepare the same, you know, turn up the same mentality. Not taking anything for granted that we've won it yet already. You know, I know we're only 1 win away. Just got to make sure we do the business now. And can we try and remain unbeaten for the whole season as well?
Exactly. So that's 6:30. Curzon Ashton, just round the corner from Broaders Park. Be there or you're going to miss some superb celebrations, everybody, yes?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right, thank you very much.